Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, October 19th.
What a day. What a show.
It's the best one so far.
Unbelievable.
It's always the best one so far.
Yeah,
exactly.
Really.
Let's talk about selfish people. You would tend to think they'd be kind of, you know, because you're selfish, you keep everything to yourself, that you probably would keep your money, and therefore you'd be filthy rich.
Like a miser. It's mine.
Like Scrooge McDuck, you're swimming in cash.
Hey, but no, not necessarily.
Not really at all. There's actually a study that came out that said the most unselfish people had the most children, which is nice, and the moderately unselfish people received the highest salaries.
Aha!
It said over time, people who had who were the most generous at one point in time had the largest salary increases when researchers revisited their home later on in the time study.
Well, when I win the Mega Millions thing tonight, I'm going to give you guys a boatload of money.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But really, what the author believes is that improved social relationships may be the key to people's generosity. Mm-hmm. And Janie brought up a good point about one of our local business leaders who's out and about all the time that you know, does it because he wants to, but it pays off dividends in his business.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of people in Ocala and even Gainesville know Rondo from Mojo's, and he's constantly, you know, reaching out to the community, helping charities and things like that. And I do feel like, you know, people are regularly going and eating in his restaurants to support him because they know how generous he is. And, and there's, you know, a lot of people have said that they, when they do pro bono work or they do volunteer work, they meet connections, they meet people, and it really helps them. But that's even secondary to just being able to help other people.
Yeah, you really do it for yourself. I mean, you know, that's why you want to do it.
Altruism. It's kind of selfish, but it's a good kind of selfish because it makes you feel so good, you know? And like when I host things, a charity event like the Breast Cancer Walk tomorrow, I'll encourage people to remember who the sponsors are, and when you go to their place of business, please thank them for helping us with breast cancer or whatever endeavor they're involved with.
So how do you know the difference between a cold and the flu? Because we use them interchangeably, but there are pretty big differences when it talks to an upper respiratory infection, i.e. a cold, or the influenza virus, i.e. the flu.
You know, when you said which is worse, a cold or flu, I'm thinking it's like ointment or suppository.
Yeah, really, it's true.
What's the difference?
Well, here's mainly the big difference. There's some predictable differences. Colds usually take a while to build up. They'll start off,
right?
Yeah, usually in the fall or early spring. You can have a cold at any time, but they kind of peak around fall and early spring, or early spring or early fall and spring.
Yeah, it's like with change of the weather.
Right. Winter seems to be a flu's time that it wants to come back and happen. Plus, people that have the flu, you know, when you get like within a few minutes,
like
feel miserable.
You're hit by a truck.
That's kind of the flu. A cold typically lasts anywhere from 3 to 5 days. The flu lasts about twice as long. A fever is much more common among flu patients. The same as with headaches, body aches, and dry cough. However, if you're congested like I am, it's allergies or a cold, or you have a sore throat or sneezing, runny nose, and stuff like that.
Okay.
They say, by the way, you know, yes, get your flu shot, but they do say basically don't take antibiotics when you have a cold or the flu because we're talking about a virus.
Yeah, it's a virus.
And antibiotics don't work there. And the three things you need for a cold and the flu to recover: time, rest, plenty of fluids.
There we go.
That's it.
We've always heard that all our lives, and it hasn't changed. They haven't cured it yet.
So go home, Barbara. Don't be at the office.
And don't sneeze. This is one of the other things, man. This is such a pet peeve for me. People who sneeze in their hand, even both their hands sometimes, and you sneeze and you cup your mouth. You know, you can't do that. You're turning around and touching everything. Sneezing the crook of your arm.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, we did learn from previous surveys or studies that or bits that we've done that the flu virus and cold virus can live for days on surfaces and stuff. So
wash your hands.
Yeah. So let's talk.
Also, we learned that the hand sanitizer works better than washing your hands.
Yeah.
Especially with kids.
Do that with, especially with the kids. So let's keep on the nastiness with bacteria and germs. And let's go into our fridge. You really think about this. I mean, really, your fridge, it's constantly open and closed.
Right.
Things are constantly being brought into it and taken out. So you would tend to think it'd be kind of grimy and dirty. We clean the, you know, where the butter's supposed to go. I think we have
Or the shelves. I've got pull-out shelves, and we do the shelves all the time. But apparently those aren't the dirtiest parts of our refrigerator.
No, and it makes sense now. It's the vegetable drawer where you put all your fruits and veggies.
That's it. I knew it. I knew it. When you asked me, I was like, I just know, because I know myself, you know, and sometimes I just forget about stuff. If I buy a whole bag of oranges or whatever, they stay in there a little too long.
Well, you're not even talking about how long they stay in there, but think about, like, what the trip in order to get to where you were. You probably put the tomato in your basket.
Right.
Uh-huh. You don't know what was in that basket beforehand. Could have been some chicken, or could have been
a diaper.
Pork,
baby's
diaper.
Butt.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
You don't know.
And you're transferring that into your refrigerator. Of course, you know, you should wash it, but let's be honest.
Right.
Yeah, when's the last time you did it? I know that's what I'm doing this weekend, I can tell you that.
Well, they say, by the way, really the simple way to do this is, when's the last time you actually took the drawer out and used soap and water to clean it?
I want to put it in my dishwasher, but you guys didn't think that was a good idea?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it'll fit.
I think mine, uh-huh. It says it's not dishwasher safe, so it might be a little warped when you put it back in.
It won't fit back in.
Yeah. They say they do that about once a month. That should take care of any of the grime and stuff that's in there. This was a cool app. It is a cool app. It's called Novel Effect, N-O-V-E-L Effect.
This will make you the coolest uncle or aunt ever.
Yeah, or mom and dad. But, you know, you talk about kids who love... you know, getting the bedtime stories, but sometimes they get a little boring, and especially, as you had mentioned, Storm, you know, for the reader, it gets kind of boring reading the same story for months.
Kids like to hear the same story over and over, but this is actually an app that does sound effects for you live while you're reading the story.
Yeah, so what you can do is when you open up the app, it puts up about 200 stories of the popular ones, and you can select the ones if you have it, the book of it, or you can purchase the ebook, and then you just put your phone down. What it will do is it will use the microphone to it'll pick up voice-activated words, so when you get to...
For trigger words.
Yeah. So when you get to certain parts in the story, let's say where a monster's roaring, the phone or the pad will make a monster sound for
it. That's so cool.
So it kind of makes it like special effects. Kids are going to love it a little bit more. It should be a little free fun for you. It's a free app for Apple, and they are working on a skill for Alexa.
You know,
forget the kids. I'm just going to read my book out loud in my room and use the sound effects. My cats will probably freak out.
Can we get 50 Shades of Grey in this?
I don't.
Gosh.
That would be my neighbors.
I'd rather listen to that guy from Game of Thrones.
That's my neighbor.
There's my YouTube video.
Yeah, let's see. Let's talk about pumpkin spice, because just when you thought we had pumpkin spiced everything, now Buffalo Wild Wings says they have debuted their barbecued pumpkin ale sauce, wing sauce.
Okay.
So, no comment?
I'm you got me wrapped around this. We were talking about it earlier, and I'm just trying to figure out. The ale part makes me think it's like beer battered. So I'm like, all right, maybe that's not quite as pumpkin-y. But,
maybe it's just orange for the pumpkin. Maybe that's all.
Yeah, maybe so.
But it's only available for a short amount of time through October 31st. Makes you wonder if they're going to have turkey-flavored wings for Thanksgiving.
That was interesting. Yeah, turkey-flavored. They've got turkey-flavored potato chips, turkey and gravy.
Believe it or not, some of the best potato chips I've ever had.
Right.
It's called turkey and dressing, Trader Joe's makes them.
Are you serious?
It's like Thanksgiving in your mouth.
Must have sage and potatoes.
Yes.
And, you know.
It's so good.
All right.
And they only have them out. If you ever go to Trader Joe's, you know, like, their seasonal items, you better bulk up on them quick because they'll be gone.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then a very genius hack as to keeping your dishes from being broke when you're in a move, because a lot of times you put them in a box, wrap them in paper or towels. And that's not really safe. They still kind of move around a little bit, and depending on who's moving, the box may drop.
Yeah, right.
So this actually was a hack somebody put up online, and a lot of people agreed that it works. You know, like those big Ziploc bags?
The vacuum bags.
Yeah, that you can unscrew. You put the stuff in, zip it up, and then unscrew a nozzle and put the vacuum in it.
Yeah, and you can suck the air out of it, right?
Yeah, so put your dishes in there, separate them like with a paper towel or a napkin or something, and then seal the bag up, use the vacuum to suck out all the air, and what that will do is it'll keep the plates from moving around. It's kind of that vacuum packed. So then when you put it in the box, there's less chance it's going to move around and be damaged during the move.
You know, too, if you're doing your towels and your bedwear and things like that, sheets, that's the same thing. It makes them a lot smaller.
Yeah.
You know, so and you can reuse these things over and over again. That's a really good hack. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never even thought about using them for kitchen stuff, though.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Just be careful, like, with, like, pointy things, you know, because it could puncture the bag when the air is sucked out.
You don't use it for a timeout.
No.
Just tell him.
So there's our show for today, Friday, October 19th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday. All right, here on 98.5 KTK.
Baby, see ya.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.